Since Prohibition, the border city of Tijuana has been known for all manner of unholy pleasures. It was where Americans looked for cheap sex, alcohol, and other distractions. But in recent years, the city has been developing a more respectable image. Perhaps most surprising is the emergence of opera there. Reporter Sam Quiñones has the story.
In a small schoolroom of hardwood floors and high ceilings overlooking the sprawling city of Tijuana, soprano Monica Abrego is in the middle of rehearsal. Monica is a petite, slender woman with large dark eyes and flowing brown hair. She was born in a working-class neighborhood here. When she was growing up, like many teenagers, she knew nothing of opera.
When I was about 15, they took us from school. I was already in school here, so they took us to San Diego Opera to see Le Concert of Hoffman. That's when I said, I like to do that.
After high school, Monica enrolled in a music conservatory in Tijuana.
At the same time, I went to law school, which I didn't like. So I just decided to be full-time in the conservatory.
Today, a generation of promising young opera singers is emerging from Tijuana. Sisters Aurora and Guadalupe Paz, soprano and mezzo-soprano, are studying in Italy. Emmanuel Franco, a baritone, will be studying in Spain this fall. Carolina Orozco, a mezzo-soprano, is at Tijuana's El Conservatorio de Música, La Orquesta de Baja California. Monica Abrego studied music in Manhattan and now lives in New York. But she's back in Tijuana for a few weeks, preparing to solo in a production of Carmina Burana, the choral work Carl Orff composed in 1937. Several nights a month somewhere in Tijuana, you can hear a bel canto recital or a lecture on opera. The city now has two music conservatories, two children's choirs, and a youth orchestra. And last year, the city's first opera company formed, La Ópera de Tijuana. In a quiet, upscale cafe, the new company's artistic director, Jose Medina, sips cappuccino and talks about opera here. Medina is an accomplished tenor who has performed in Milan, New York, and Mexico City. He has returned to make his career in a place that has preferred other kinds of music.
You know, like norteño music, mariachi. We all love mariachi music or the romantic Mexican music. All of the influences that come either from the south of Mexico or from the United States. But we needed to enrich those influences. So we gave them another choice, which is opera. 6 years ago, they told me that I was crazy for doing opera in Tijuana. They told us that, where are you going to do that? In the bullring?
In Tijuana, opera is an alternative music. Graffiti and traffic assault the senses. Shanty towns ring the city. Vendors sell plaster Spider-Man amid hundreds of cars waiting to cross into the United States. Avenida Revolución and the tourism vice industry it represents have been shoved to a corner of the city's economy. It's old Tijuana, but you can still run into it.
Oh my God!
In this case, it was one of Tijuana's famous zebra-painted donkeys who mistook my finger for a carrot. In a small shop near Avenida Revolución, artist Enrique Felix dabs a stiff bristled brush of blue paint against a canvas of black velvet. Many of the shops have gone out of business, Felix says, and many of the painters now do other things. The sales just aren't the same anymore. Today, Enrique Felix is one of only three people in all of Tijuana who still paint Elvis on velvet. Velvet painting has declined as opera has emerged. It's a sign of the times. Luis Crosswaite is a young Tijuana novelist. Avenida Revolución, he notes, is noisy, but the bars are empty and sales to tourists are dismal.
Tijuana had this underground image. It was where only Marines and sailors came for the prostitutes and all that. But because of where it was located, it's also become economically important, and it's grown because of business and the assembly plants here. As that side of Tijuana has grown, tourism has dropped off.
So unlike much of Mexico, Tijuana now has a growing middle class. The city has large shopping malls, supermarket chains, insurance companies, and banks, all supported by Tijuana's new middle class. And its middle class wants something more than strip clubs.
That's exactly why there's this big culture boom here. Tijuana nowadays is recognized for its music, art, and the work people are doing in literature and painting. It all has to do with the middle classes.
The growing art scene is due to other factors as well. As the nation's massive central government has begun to decentralize, the arts are developing in places far from Mexico City. Tijuana has been at the vanguard of that change. Also, the city's large and wealthy private sector has rallied to fund opera. Across town in Colonia Libertad is Tijuana's oldest neighborhood. It's on a hill overlooking the United States. It's a working-class barrio of growling cars, taco stands, and small markets. But rough and rugged Libertad now has something else worth noting, the Café de la Ópera. Tijuana's Café de la Ópera looks a little like the great opera cafes of Milan or Vienna. It's owned by Enrique Fuentes, a school teacher and opera lover. He shows opera videos on a 60-inch television, which he has encased in a gold frame with red velvet curtains. He supports it all with an internet cafe.
Okay, every computer has a name of a famous opera or character of an opera. For instance, the first one is La Traviata, Butterfly, Carmen, La Bohème, and the main computer is Turandot, because Turandot is my favorite opera.
Fuentes Cafe is like opera in Tijuana. Funky, homegrown, rough around the edges. But it's built with love and without government support. Fuentes goes over to a door that appears to lead to a closet.
You can hear on the background, somebody's taking classes right now.
That's right. You can actually take voice lessons here in the middle of Tijuana's oldest and roughest neighborhood. Colonia Libertad is also the neighborhood where soprano Monica Abrego grew up. She sang that night to a sold-out house. The production reflected the cultural crossroads that is Tijuana. The choral director was a Russian who lives in Ensenada, 50 miles south. The pianist, a Tijuana-born Japanese-Mexican. The percussionists were from San Diego. The conductor grew up in Tijuana but lives in Milan. He gave directions in Spanish and English. That night, Tijuana, known far and wide for hookers, dope, and illegal immigrants, gathered to celebrate exactitude and harmony in praise of human achievement. For Monica Abrego, it was a homecoming. The first since graduating from music school in New York and beginning the career that started in Colonia Libertad. Opera in Tijuana is still uneven and developing, but the city is closer to becoming a center for opera than it is to the place it once was. You could say that in a town of many vices, opera is just another, and the number of addicts is growing. For National Public Radio, this is Sam Quiñones, Tijuana, Mexico.
Our story was produced by Frank Contreras. This is Weekend Edition. Scott Simon is back next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.